realizing that all false representations of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Savior. He's the Christ. He's the only one. There is no other one. Allah is not the Savior. Joseph Smith is not the Savior. None of the Israelites are one another. For one thing, they contradict themselves. That doesn't make sense. But yet, everybody says, oh, that's one way to heaven, that's another. And this is the true God, that's the true God. And they're fighting against each other. And principle, it makes no sense. And yet, that is Satan. But you won't be free that way. Some people say freedom means I can do whatever I want to do. I can get over on the street corner and preach whatever I want to preach. No, that's not what freedom is. Freedom is being set free from sin. And when you're set free from sin, then you have true freedom. I don't know if any of you know, how did Jesus do this? Jesus, God the Son, came and he went to the cross voluntarily to die for sinners, to die for those who blasphemed him, ridiculed him. What did he say on the cross? He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, to the people that were crucifying him. I'm telling you, I've never seen any kind of love greater than the love that Jesus showed on the cross. That love will set you free. And I invite you to that love. Don't just believe me. Look in the Bible for yourself. Jesus is the only way. He did it by dying for sin, paying the penalty for sin on the cross.